This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region.
21st sadi ka ek kalkhand na bhuto na bhavishyati jaisa hai. Ek taraf yuddh ki vibhishika hai, supply chain phir se tahas nahas ho rahi hai. संयुक्त राष्ट्र जैसी वैश्विक संस्थाओं की प्राथमिकता पर सवालिया निशान लग रहे हैं और ऐसे कालखंड में हमारा भारत इन विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी आगे बढ़ रहा है. आज दुनिया इतिहास के जिस महत्वपूर्ण पड़ाव पर खड़ी है, उस पड़ाव पर जिस देश का नाम सबसे ज्यादा चर्चा में है, वो है Bharat.
Mr. Modi said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector. The Prime Minister assured that the government is making energy every possible efforts to ensure that the burden of conflict situation doesn't fall on citizens. He said all steps will be taken to ensure that global conflicts have minimal impact on farmers and the public. Mr. Modi added that with the government's continuous effort, the situation will be effectively tackled and every decision will be taken for the betterment of the people. Referring to the recent visits of the President of Finland and the Prime Minister of Canada, he said global leaders are keen to strengthen cooperation with India and acknowledge the countries amid rapid growth. The Prime Minister said India is shaping global frameworks and contributing actively to building a new international order. He said that the country is moving towards next generation digital infrastructure. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He stressed that the country's crude oil position is secure and domestic supply of LPG is fully protected. He said the government's priority is to provide uninterrupted LPG supply to 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged. The minister said LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directives and further procurement is currently underway. Mr. Puri said the Strait of Hormuz has been effectively closed to commercial shipping for the first time in recorded history. Earlier, a leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is a lot of panic regarding LPG and restaurants are struggling to operate and street vendors are also being affected. Addressing inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India imports almost 60% of LPG and most of it comes from Strait of Hormuz. Special Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said there have been maritime incidents involving Indian crew on foreign-flagged vessels. He informed that there are 78 Indian seafarers on board these vehicles, of whom 70 are unhurt and have escaped. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this while addressing the media in New Delhi. He noted that the Prime Minister Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. And that's the end of the news bulletin.